സദാശിവസമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരംപരാം. ലോകദൃഷ്ട്യാപി കർമ്മ കൃത് നാപ്നോത്യവസരം കർത്തും വക്തുമേവ ന കിഞ്ചന. അസ്താവത്ര ഡിസ്ക്രൈബിംഗ് ദ നേച്ചർ ഓഫ് എ ജ്ഞാനി, ഹിസ് മൈൻഡ് സെറ്റ് ആർ ഹിസ് മെന്റൽ പെർസ്പെക്റ്റീവ് നേച്ചർ ടുവേർഡ്സ് ദ വേൾഡ്. ദർ ഈസ് നത്തിങ് ഫോർ എ ജ്ഞാനി to perform for his upliftment. Karmanya karmaya paschet akarmanicha karmayahan. In Bhagavad Gita sloka is relevant to this portion. Jnanat galita karma. Because of self-knowledge, jnanat, what type of jnanam? I am the non-doer Brahman. I am the non-performer, non-enjoyer, I the consciousness. That is the jnana. Because of that, galita karmana, all karmas have gone from him. Even though prarabdha he is or she is exhausting, I don't have sanchita karma, I don't have agami karma. Galita karma means what? Who has falsified the sanchita agami karma? Care of sattva bodha. What is sanchita? What is agami? The one who has falsified sanchita karma and agami karma, that person is called galita karma. Galita karma, galitani karmani yasya saha. For whom the karmas have left, from whom the karmas have left, such a person is called galita karma. Jnanat galita karma. Yaha, whoever, loka drishtyapi karma krut, from the standpoint of the world, when people look at him, he is performing lot of actions, like all other people. ലോകദൃഷ്ട്യാ മീൻസ് ഫ്രം പീപ്പിൾസ് ആംഗിൾ. കർമ്മകൃത് പെർഫോമിംഗ് ആക്ഷൻസ്. ഈസ് ഹി റിയലി ഡൂയിങ് എനി ആക്ഷൻ ഇന്റേർണലി? അകർമ്മണി ച കർമ്മയ കർമ്മണ്യഭി പ്രവൃത്തോപി നൈവ കിഞ്ചിത് കരോതി സഹ. ഈവൻ ദോ ഹി ഈസ് ഡൂയിങ് ആക്ഷൻ, വാട്ട് ഫോർ ദാറ്റ് ആക്ഷൻ? ഫോർ ലോകസംഗ്രഹ. What is the Vedantic name for that person's action? Karma Abhasa. Karma Abhasa is as though he is doing. But that karmas will not produce punya papa for him. Any karma that jnani performs, they will not produce any punyam and papam. Therefore, punya papa is nil, therefore janma punarjanma also nil. Therefore he says karma krut na aapnoti avasaram kartum. Kartum avasaram na aapnoti, for the performance of an action. Kartum avasaram means there is no necessity. I have to do this duty, I have to do that duty, I have to go to Swargaloka, I have to do for my forefathers this and that. That avasaram na apnote. He doesn't require any necessity for the performance of action to accomplish something. Na apnoti vaktumeva na kinchana. Even there is no necessity, an opportunity. Means what? To say, to do or something, to say something, there is no need for him. Why Jnani has to talk for his sake or her sake they are talking? Vaktu avasaram, I badly in need of talking. There is no necessity to talk. That teaching also for whose purpose? For loka sangraha. So they won't talk also. Nothing will happen for them. For the sake of world, they talk. Krishna teaching is for whose sake? Krishna sake or loka? For loka. For loka sake. For people's sake. Not for Krishna's sake. Vaktum na avasaram apnoti. Or kartum api avasaram na apnoti. Therefore, he need not do anything. Next sloka we will read. 78. Kvatamasva prakashovam hanam kvachana kinchanam nirvikarasya dhirasyam niratankasya sarvada. How Jnani is able to enjoy this state of mind, non-doership, non-enjoyership, how he is able to enjoy that? Because of knowledge. What is that knowledge? That knowledge is nothing but moksha only. Primary moksha. Not secondary moksha, but primary moksha. There are two types of moksha. Primary moksha, moksha number one, then moksha number two. Secondary moksha is called moksha number two. What do you mean by moksha number one, moksha number two? Primary moksha is that recognizing that I was Atma, I am Atma, I ever will be Atma, I am Nitya Muktaha is the primary moksha. I am Nitya Muktaha. This is the Mukhya moksha, primary moksha. From Vedanta standpoint, primary moksha. Atraiva Brahma Samashnute. Here, now itself, I discover, after attending many classes, I discover, I am Atma. I am Atma only. That is called Nitya Mokshaha. When I was Atma, I am Atma ever. That's called Nitya Moksha. Moksha number one or primary moksha. Primary moksha. Then, what is secondary moksha? Secondary moksha is that Puranic moksha. That which is said in Puranas is called secondary moksha. Going to Vaikuntha or Kailasa, that's called secondary moksha. So, a person has to recognize that going to Kailasa, Vaikuntha is only a story part of Puranas. Person traveling, going to Vaikuntha, Kailasa, is not a true moksha really. That is like a showing carrot and that donkey, you know, it comes, you go on showing that carrot, it comes towards that carrot. Like that, the secondary moksha is like a carrot. so that people develop interest in religion and practices, going to Vaikuntha and Kailas, and they take it is real. What to do? There is no such a thing called going to Vaikuntha, Kailasa. One day you have to understand, here itself you recognize that is you are Nitya Muktaha. Then what about Brahmaloka going there? Shastra Pramanam is there for that. A person does lot of upasana going through Surya Loka, Surya Gati and getting Krama Mukti. That is okay. But Vaikuntha Kailasa Mukti is a temporary sweet coated tablet madre. So people have to follow that Puranic stories, religious disciplines only for that purpose. That is not ultimate moksha. Why people work for that Swarga, Kailasa, I want to go now. I want to run away from this world. World is tormenting me, troubling me. My family members are troubling me. My neighbors are troubling me. Let me go out of this world. I want to go there. Then I can drink amrutam there. Like that people think. What Shastra says, a jnani is one who is working for nitya mukti, primary moksha. He never wants to run away from the world. He never looks at the world as a problematic. He don't want to run away from the world. He never blame the people. He never criticize the people. He learns to recognize aham brahma asmi here now itself. So what for we are trying here? Nitya mukti or secondary mukti? Mukhya mukti or amukhya mukti? Mukhya mukti. But people easily cannot accept this. What to do? If they accept or not, Shastra is not going to bother. Let them mature, let them understand when they want. So this is what we have to understand. For such a jnani, once he recognizes kva tamaha, kva prakashaha, kva va dhanam nacha kinchana. This jnani, there is no tamaha means darkness, literally. If you take in tamaha, real meaning is delusion, confusion. In jnani, there is no delusion or confusion. Kva tamaha. Then, kva prakashaha. Kva prakashaha means, where is the question of light? Prakasha means light. Even knowledge. Tamaha ke opposite to knowledge. Where is the question of knowledge? Then we raise our eyebrows. For jnani, he is having jnanam. Where is the question of knowledge? How you are asking? How Astavakra is asking like this? Understand here, very important point. Jnani recognize I, the Atma Chaitanyam, in me, the jnanam and ajnanam both are illuminated. In me, the Atma Chaitanyam, Sakshi Chaitanyam, jnanam and ajnanam both are illuminated, both are enlivened. I am the one who is enlivening the knowledge, I am the one who is enlivening the ignorance. Without me, this Sakshi Chaitanyam, jnanam cannot exist, ajnanam cannot exist. I am the substratum, I am the source of knowledge and ignorance. When I am the knowledge and ignorance, source of knowledge and ignorance, substratum of the knowledge and ignorance, whatever knowledge arises in me, whatever knowledge arises in me in all bodies, it is not a big thing. It is not a big thing. In anyone, in any knowledge, whatever comes, I the Sakshi Chaitanyam is Anatma. What about this jnanam rising in the intellect? Atma or Anatma? Big bombshell today I am going to put. Okay. I the Atma Chaitanyam illumining the knowledge. I know I don't know. I know that I know. I know that I don't know. Keno Upanishad. I know that I know. I know that I don't know. Who is this I know is Sakshi Chaitanyam. What I know belongs to Anatma. Sangeeta Jnanam, Rutya Jnanam, Computer Jnanam. Any Jnanam in this world comes under Anatma only. I the Atma, I am illuminator of the Jnanam, and Ajnanam means Buddhi. In Buddhi the Jnanam comes. In Buddhi there is Ajnanam. I the Atma Chaitanyam. How many Atmas are there? One. Once I am the Atma Chaitanyam, illuminator of Jnanam in the Buddhi, illuminator of Ajnanam in the Buddhi, both come under what? Anatma. Anatma. Anatma is Satyam or Mithya? Mithya. So, whatever knowledge a person is having, however much knowledge is having, gold medalist or Nobel Prize he got, whatever may be comes in the Jnanam, because in this Buddhi, whole thing is Anatma Mithya. Including Atma Jnanam. Adivida kudad. Even Aham Brahmasmi Jnanam coming where? In Buddhi. So Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahman knowledge also, really speaking, Mithya. To say Aham Brahmasmi Jnanam Mithya, I have to claim I am Brahman. To say Aham Brahmasmi Jnanam is also false, which is raising a vritti jnanam in the mind, in the intellect. Anatma. Vritti is Anatma. The vritti rising mind is Anatma. The vritti mind and the jnanam is Satyama. So vritti jnanam, akhandakara vritti jnanam is also mithya. Then what is Satyam? I am Satyam. I am Satyam, I am Jnani is not Satyam. Okay? I am the consciousness, I am Satyam. I am Jnani is not Satyam. I am a dancer. I am a musician. I am a doctor. Okay? I am a musician. Satyam or Mithya? Mithya. I am a doctor. Mithya. I am an engineer. I am a lawyer. I am an auditor. All this belong to that what? Knowledge. Anatma, Shariram, Manasu, Buddhi. I am a Jnani. What about that? This is also Mithya. This is what Ashtavakra is teaching. Like any knowledge. That's why he is asking. Kva tamaha, kva prakashaha. So prakashaha, where is the question of knowledge and delusion? The one who is illumining both. That is why Jnani never think I am a Jnani. If he or she thinks I am a Jnani, I am a musician. I am a musician, I am a singer, I am a dancer, I am a Jnani. In the difference? Therefore, even claiming I am a Jnani is not right. Owning up I am Brahman, my nature alone, being, there is no becoming. Very, very powerful words, you know. Kahanam nacha kinchana. There is no loss for him any time at any place. You know. There is question of loss and gain. No loss. Why? Who is he? Not who is staying in T Nagar, one street, one place, one house, door number. Nirvikarasya, dhirasya, niratankasya, sarvada. Sarvada na hanam, sarvada na tamaha, sarvada na prakasha. What is sarvada then? All the time he is nirvikaraha. Of that person, who is nirvikaraha? Vikara rahitaha, modificationless, changeless. Dhirasya, dhiraha means jnani. Niratankasya, the one who is free from all obstacles. Niratankasya means the one who is free from all obstacles. Atanka means obstacle, obstruction. What obstruction is there for a jnani? What obstruction is there for a jnani? No obstruction. Niratanka means here, no obstacle that which can cause any fear is a type of obstacle. Insecurity is a type of obstacle. Lack of peace is a type of obstacle. So all these obstacles are not there for a jnani. Because he is vikara rahitaha. Modificationless. Next shloka we will read. Padhairyam pavivekitvam. Paniratankatapivam. Anirvachya svabhavasya. Nisvabhavasya yoginah. Yoginah. Yoginah means jnaninah. For a jnani. What type of jnani he is? Nisvabhavasya. For that jnani who is not having nisvabhava, svabhavam means personal body mind identification. Nisvabhavam. What is your svabhavam? Avarkku or svabhavame irukkadhu ippo. Personal identity is not there. You have to drop that personal identity. Ennude svabhavam, drop that first. அந்த என்னுடைய சுபாவங்கிறது விடு. மை நேச்சர் என்ன? வாட் இஸ் யுவர் நேச்சர்? ஆத்மா இஸ் யுவர் நேச்சர். இஃப் யூ சே மை சுவாவம் இஸ் ஸ்ட்ரைட் ஃபார்வர்ட்னஸ், மை சுவாவம் இஸ் ஸ்பீக்கிங் ட்ரூத், ஆல் பிலாங்ஸ் டு வாட்? அனாத்மா. இன் த பிகினிங் இட் இஸ் ஓகே. சாதக டைம் ஐ எம் ஸ்ட்ரைட் ஃபார்வர்ட், ஐ எம் வெரி வெரி patient, tolerant person, I have lot of courage, all these are good means for sadhana is okay. But you continuously say that my swabhavam, still you are holding on to anatma, shariram, mind, buddhi. Therefore drop that claiming that my swabhavam, nobody is understanding anna. People talk like that. My nature, my svabhava is like this. I am a good, nice person. Everybody is good, nice for themselves, no? But that is not correct. He is nisvabhavasya. What is my nature? Not courageous, confident, cheerful, tolerant. That all belong to anatma. My svabhava is sat chit ananda swarupam. Therefore, that is my svabhavam or my nature. Original, not borrowed. Therefore, nisvabhavaha. As though nature, it is not nature actually. I am of the nature of existence. I am of the nature of consciousness. Go on telling, no, the teacher. Therefore, we say my svabhavam is chaitanya swarupam. Don't extend that svabhava to this svabhava. Okay, it is not svabhavam. Ange vandu svabhavam, that is belong to the mind, emotions. This is not that. Nisvabhavasya, anirvachya svabhavasya, inexplicable nature. Anirvachya svabhavasya, nirvachya means explicable, describable. அனிர்வாச்சம் அனிர்வாச்சம் மீன்ஸ் இன்டிஸ்கிரைபபிள், இன்எக்ஸ்பிளிக்கபிள். ஐ எம் ஆஃப் த நேச்சர் ஆஃப் இன்எக்ஸ்பிளிக்கபிலிட்டி. நோ ஒன் கேன் எக்ஸ்பிளைன் ஐ எம் வாட் இஸ் திஸ் தட் இன்எக்ஸ்பிளிக்கபிள். யூ கேனாட் டாக் வித் வேர்ட்ஸ். ஸோ சச்சே ஜானி க்வதைரியம், வேர் இஸ் த க்வெஸ்சன் ஆஃப் ஆல் ஃபைரஸ் ஆஃப் ஆப்போசிட்ஸ். க்வதைரியம் விவேகித்வம் நிராதங்கிதாபி, வேர் இஸ் த க்வெஸ்சன் ஆஃப் கரேஜ், ஐ எம் சோ கரேஜியஸ். அம்மா அம்மா ஆத்மாக்கு கரேஜ் உண்டோடி என்னார். கரேஜ் இருக்குமா தேவையா? நாட் நெசசரி என்னார். ஆல் கரேஜ் அண்ட் ஆல் பிலாங் டு அனாத்மா. விவேகித்வம் டிஸ்கிரிமினேஷன் இஸ் ஆல்சோ நாட் ரிக்வயர்டு ஃபார் ஹிம். தட் இஸ் ஓவர். தேர் இஸ் நோ விவேகித்வம். நிராதங்கிதாபி மீன்ஸ் because they all are mithya, there is no obstruction for him. There is no obstruction because dhairyam is also belong to the mithya manas, vivekitvam is also belong to mithya buddhi. Niratankita api obstruction, fear, insecurity, all are because in mithya mind only. Therefore once mind is mithya, all these are satyam are mithya. Mithya. But to get knowledge, you require dhairyam, you require viveka. But I, the Atma, doesn't require any viveka. Why? I am the one who is illumining the viveka. I am free from bhayama irka. I am free from viveka. We need not afraid to say it. I am free from viveka, I am free from dhairyam, I am free from all these type of emotions, values, whatever. They all belong to only anatma, shariram, mind. Okay? Next shloka. Yogi means here not ashtanga yogi, but actual meaning of yoga means what? Jivatma, paramatma, aikya, jnanam. Yuj, to unite. Yogi is one who unites his individual self with the total self, not uniting physically. Okay, don't take literally. Here yogi means jnani, that's all. By practicing ashtanga yoga and studying shastra, getting that jivatma paramatma aikya jnanam is the real aikyam. After knowledge, recognizing there is no unity, there is no merging, then what happens there? I recognize I am Paramatma. I am not Jivatma. That's all. Just as pot space merging with total space. Once pot is falsified, pot space is also, space is not falsified. Pot space is falsified. Space is there. So space is merging there. Space is need not merge with the total space. Space need not merge with the total space. Clear? Space remain as space. Jivatma need not merge with Paramatma. Jivatma remain as Atma. Okay. And the Paraman word is also actual. Jivatma remain as Atma. Parama is gone. Jiva is gone. ஞானம் இஸ் கான் சொல்லக்கூடாது. ஓகே, நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகம். ந ஸ்வர்கோ நைவ நரகஹ ஜீவன் முக்திர்ந சைவஹி பஹுநாத்ர கி முக்தேன யோக த்ருஷ்ட்யா ந கிஞ்சன. ஆல் திஸ் பெயர் ஆஃப் ஆப்போசிட்ஸ் பிலாங் டு அனாத்மா. தைரியம், கரேஜ் அண்ட் டிமிட்னஸ், விவேகித்வம் அண்ட் மோகா, ஆல் ஆர் ஆப்போசிட்ஸ். தேர் ஆல் பிலாங் டு அனாத்மா. பெயர் ஆஃப் ஆப்போசிட்ஸ் பிலாங் டு அனாத்மா. Jnanam and Ajnanam also belong to Anatma. They are also pair of opposites only. Jnanam and Ajnanam also belong to pair of opposites, therefore Anatma only. Then why to come to class next Saturday? Since Jnanam is also Anatma, Mithya, to know that you have to come to class. To know that jnana vritti jnanam, aham brahmasmi jnanam also taking place in anatma only, whole thing is anatma, to know that you have to come to class. Without coming to class, you cannot know that vritti jnanam is mithya. Vritti avadu, jnanam avadu, rendume illiye. Eppadi mithya ani solla mudiyum? Illaya? Mithya ani solradhukke class ku varanum. மிச்சம் என்று சொல்றதுக்கு எதுக்கு சுவாமி கிளாஸுக்கு வரணும்? இல்லைன்னா சத்தியமா தோணும் எல்லாமே. எவ்ரி திங் லுக்ஸ் ஆஸ் ரியல். இஃப் எவ்ரி திங் லுக்ஸ் ஆஸ் ரியல், எகெயின் சம்சார அப்படி மகாவிருஷம் ஆயிடும். தேர்ஃபோர் யூ ஹாவ் டு கம் டு கிளாஸ். ந ஸ்வர்கா நைவ நரகா. வேர் இஸ் ஸ்வர்கா, வேர் இஸ் நரகா? ஐ வாண்ட் டு கோ டு ஹெவன், ஐ டோன்ட் வாண்ட் டு கோ டு நரகா. Is there swarga and naraka for a jnani? Heaven is attractive, naraka is attractive. People have aversion towards naraka, people have attraction towards swarga. Is there really swarga naraka for a jnani? From jnani naha you have to supply, not for ajnanis. For ajnani there is naraka, there is swarga. Janaka Maharaja asked one day Ashtavakra, "Hey Maharshi, I got a dream yesterday night." Ashtavakra asked, "What dream?" "I became a beggar. I became a achakaha, a beggar. I was begging from everyone in the night, my dream, in sleep. I got a dream, I was begging. I became a beggar. Then I woke up, I am in my palace. On the bed, no? Raja Darbaru, Raja Palace, no? I am there as a king. Now tell me, is this beggar is Satyam or this king is Satyam? This Raja is Satyam or beggar is Satyam?" he asked. Janaka Maharaja asked. Then Ashtavakra said, if Raja is Satyam, beggar is also Satyam. If beggar is asatyam, Raja is also asatyam. Enna avar kelvi enna, your answer enna? Yachaka is satyam or this beggar is satyam or king is satyam? Na true. He said, edho onnu satyam nu solanum enna? Normally what we have to say, yachaka is mithya, not satyam. You the Raja is satyam endane solanum. But what Ashtavakra said, brilliant answer he gave. If you think, he put the ball in his court only. If you think that the beggar is mithya, this Raja is also mithya. If you think that beggar is satyam, this Raja is also satyam. Why Ashtavakra says this? If you think swarga is satyam, naraka is also satyam. If naraka is satyam, swargam is also satyam. If you think you are satyam, swarga naraka is also satyam. If you don't think swarga and naraka are not satyam, you are also not satyam. Puriyala? Avana easya puriyadu, angeda pudi irukku. This person, yachaka, is mithya, is not there. This waker is also mithya. Both are mithya. Similarly, this person who is thinking about swarga and naraka, swarga is there, naraka is there. Ahankara is there. As long as ahankara is there, swarga, naraka will be there. Now tell me, swarga naraka are there or not? Shastra says, you have ahankara satyatvam, swarga naraka will be there. Ahankara, I have papa, punya, I have done punyam, I am going to swarga, I have done papa, I may go to naraka. You have this ahankara, no? If you have ahankara, there will be swarga and naraka. This jnani is free from ahankara or not? This jnani is free from ahankara. Therefore, he is free from swarga naraka. ஞானிக்கு சொர்க்கமும் கிடையாது நரக்கமும் கிடையாது. யாருக்கு நரக்கம் சொர்க்கம்? யாருக்கு அகங்காரம் இருக்குமோ. அகங்கார விலாம்சோ ஆத்மா அனாத்மா? அனாத்மா. சோ அகங்காரா இஸ் அனாத்மா. திஸ் அகங்காரா ஹாஸ் காட் ஸ்வர்க அண்ட் நரக. ஆல் ஆர் பிலாங் டு அனாத்மா. ஃபார் ஹிம் இட் இஸ் சத்தியம். ஃபார் ஏ ஜ்ஞானி அகங்கார மித்யா. அகங்காரா கிரியேட்டட் ஸ்வர்க நரக ஆல்சோ மித்யா. அப்போ சாஸ்திரா சேஸ் அகங்காரா ஸ்வர்க அண்ட் நரக. சாஸ்திரா இஸ் டாக்கிங். ஹவு கேன் யூ சே சாஸ்திரா ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட்ஸ் ஆர் ராங்? Shastra negates also. For a jnani, from jnani standpoint, there is no swarga naraka. Shastra negates. Shastra talks about swarga naraka from ajnani standpoint. Therefore, Shastra gives two visions. For ajnani ki one, jnani ki one. As you think, so you get. Puriyada, swarga naraka irukka swami nanna. நீ இருக்கலையோ அது இருக்கும். ஸ்வர்க்கம் நரக்கம் இருக்க. பீப்புள் கம் அண்ட் ஆஸ்க் நைஸ் க்வெஸ்சன்ஸ். சுவாமினி, இஸ் தர் ஸ்வர்க்க, இஸ் தர் நரக்க ரியலி ஸ்பீக்கிங்? ஜஸ்ட் பீப்புள் டாக்கிங். நோ, யூ ஆர் தேர். எஸ் சுவாமினி, ஐ எம் தேர். இஃப் யூ ஆர் தேர், ஸ்வர்க நரக்க வில் பி தேர். யூ தி அகங்கார தேர். நோ, அஜ்ஞானி அகங்கார, ஸ்வர்க நரக்க வில் பி தேர். If you are a jnani, you will not ask. Therefore, if you are a jnani, you will never ask about swarga naraka. Since you are asking, as long as you ask, they are there. Who says? Shastra says. Na swargaha na narakaha. Jeevan muktihi na na chaivahi. There is no jeevan mukti also. I am a jeevan muktaha na. That is also a wrong statement. See how Ashtavakra teaching is really a fantastic teaching. I am a Jeevan Muktaha, you say. I am liberated while living. I am liberated while living. You write this sentence and go and think at home. I am liberated while living. Who is living? Who is liberated? Once you have falsified ahankara, this ahankara is talking, I am liberated. Ahankara itself is falsified. Who can say I am liberated? Can I say I am jivan muktaha? Jivan mukti hi naivahi. Nachayivahi. Even jivan mukti, that statement is also irrelevant from the standpoint of a jnani. That's why jnani never think I am a jivan mukta. A thinking jivan mukta comes where? An ahankara. Ahankara is falsified. In the jivan mukti, the thought is also mithya. Swamini, enna swamini, ellame mithya sonna eppadi? How to accept everything is mithya? Kanisam jivan mukta adu irukka vendam. கொஞ்சம் ஜீவன் முக்தியாவது இருக்க வேண்டாமோ? ஐ ஆம் நித்ய முக்தஹ. வேர் இஸ் தி க்வெஸ்சன் ஆஃப் ஜீவன் முக்தி? ஐ வாஸ் முக்தஹ, ஐ ஆம் முக்தஹ. எவர் லிபரேட்டட் பர்சன், வேர் இஸ் தி க்வெஸ்சன் ஆஃப் ஜீவன்? அந்த ஜீவன் பிலாங்ஸ் டு திஸ் பாடி. கெட்டிங் தி பாயிண்ட்? ஜீவன், அந்த ஜீவன் லிவிங். வை லிவிங்? அந்த லிவிங் பிலாங்ஸ் டு விச் பாடி? This present body. Body is mithya. Why living is also mithya? Jeevan mithya. Ahankara is mithya. Living, why living is mithya? How can I say I am jeevan muktaha? Then I am baddhaha, swamini. Neither. I am jeevan muktaha. Neither jeevan muktaha nor baddha. If I am baddhaha only, I am jeevan muktaha. Isn't it? Very nice to listen, but very difficult to assimilate. This is the toughest task to get nishtha. You have to dwell upon this sloka. Okay. Bahuna atra kim uktena. How much I can talk about jnani? I am no inexhaustible, no? I cannot complete, go on and on and talking about Jnani. Kimu Vaktavyam Yoga Drishtya Na Kinchana. Because from Paramarthika Drishti, Yoga Drishtya means Paramarthika Drishtya. From absolute standpoint, there is no Swarga, there is no Naraka, there is no Jivan Mukti. Understand? There is no Jivan Mukti also. Next shloka. 81.
Naiva prarthayate labham. Na labhe nanu shochati. Dhirasya shitalam chittam. Amrute naiva puritam.
Saha jnani, you have to supply that wise person. Labham na prarthayate, he never speak or he never ask for, he never pray for. There is no longing for what labham, gain, some benefit is not there. If labha is not there, there is only nashta. No, no, no. Alabhena na anushochati. There is no non-attainment also. Alabha, if I lose something, there is no loss at all. If I lose something, there is no sorrow at all. Nashochati means he will not have a grief, sorrow. Na anushochati alabhe. Alabhe na anushochati. In loss, he will not grieve. In gain, for gain there is no craving. For gain there is no craving. If loss comes, there is no worry. There is no any grief. That is the meaning. For whom? Not for all people. Not for all people. Dhirasya. For a wise person, dhirasya. Why? Chitalam chittam. Cool. Chittam means his mind is cool. Chitalam chittam, like a cucumber. Cool like cucumber. No anxiety, no stress, no tension, no depression, no oppression. Chitalam chittam. How cool like cucumber, how is it possible for him? Amrutatvena puritam. His chittam, the mind is filled with. Mind is filled with, puritam means filled with. Filled with what? Amrutena eva, amrutena eva puritam. Amrutam means amrutam, nectar. Amrutam means you have to understand carefully. His mind is filled with amrutam. What do you mean by amrutam? I am immortal atman. That knowledge. His mind is filled with, I am immortal atman. I am not mortal, I am immortal. That is why Lord Shiva drank amrutam. No? Amrutama? Vishama? Appa. Annalavukku theriyumilla. See, Lord Shiva took Visham, he gave Amritam to Devatas. That story went I thought. In the story go on. In the sadhana, yedhika swam Amritam, Shivan gnapakam varuva, Amritam mathanam ella gnapakam varu. This is all picturization. The immortality is picturized in Amritam mathanam. Samudra mathanam. Samudra mathanam is nothing but immortality. A abstract teaching picturized in the form of Samudra Mathanam. So Amrita means immortality. Immortality means what? Amarana Dharmam. Amarana Dharmam. I am deathless. I am deathless. Namrityuhu. I don't have death at all. I have birth. If birth is there, death will be there. Since I am birthless, I am deathless also. Therefore what? Amrutam. How much amrutam you drink every day? To drink amrutam? I am amruta swarupam. I am ever immortal atman amruta swarupam I am. To recognize this amruta swarupam only, that amruta story. Okay, people enjoy the story, they never come to this amruta. Amruta pena puritam. Brihadaranyaka says, Mrutyorma amrutangamaya. O Lord, lead us from mortality to immortality. So Ashtavakra Gita leading us from mortality to immortality. Amrutatvena Puritam, that is why cool all the time. Not having any heat in earth. Cool, no heat at all in the chittam. No heat means what? No tension, no anxiety, no palpitation, no padapadap. Amrutatvam.
Na shantam stauti nishkamaham. Na dushtamapi nindati samadukha sukha sruptaha kinchit krutyam na pashyati.
Again he is free from all pair of opposites. Again jnani, you have to nishkamaha jnani. Nishkamaha means the one who is desireless. The one who is free from all binding desires. Nishkamaha. Shantam purusham na stauti. Purusham you have to supply. Stauti means praising. A jnani who is nishkamaha, he is not attracted to a person who is always shantaha. Suppose somebody comes and says, you are shantaha. He is not going to get admiration and attraction towards that admiration also. Shanti belongs to Atma, Anatma. Anatma. Shantam Shivam Advaitam? And Atma. Okay. Shantam Nastauti. People always enjoy, attracted to Shanti. Ma Shantama Irkano, Shantama Irkano. In the working for peace. Working for peace. If I recognize I am Atma, I need not work for Shanti. Why? I am Shanta Swarupam. Anatma lo, you cannot bring total Shanti. Atma is ever Shanta Swarupam. Therefore what? Anatma abdi irukato? Na Atma ibdi irupena. Don't try to bring Shanti in the world. Don't try to bring Shanti in the family. Avanga appadi dhaan sanda potinde irupan. Politicians sanda potinde irupan. Shanti will be there. Anatma will have fluctuation. What happened to Anand? Vishwanathan Anand. World champion so many years. That Vishwanathan Anand. So, Anatma always they are there. Shanti is coming and going. This jnani is not attracted to this temporary shanti. Dushtamapi na nindati. There is another person who is a dushtaha. One person is shantaha and coming, admiring, praising a jnani. Suppose, he is attracted to this person. There is another person, dushtaha, always criticizing the jnani. Not admiring, but criticizing, censuring. Blaming. Dushtamapi na nindati. There is no stuti, there is no ninda. If a person comes and criticizes him also, he will not have any dvesha towards him. Na nindati. He will not criticize him. Why? Sama dukkha sukha truptaha. Because he is truptaha, satisfied all the time. In sukha and dukkha is samaha, samatvam yoga uchyate. This is the meaning. He sees always samatvam atma in pleasure and pain. Ever truptaha. Kinsit krityam na pashyati. He never sees something to do with regard to this person who is criticizing, with regard to that person who is praising me. Shantaha. Two persons are coming to me. One is problematic. Another person is very nice. Appo attraction towards this person, hating this person, enna onnume kediyadu. Ivar enna or vegetable maari irupaaro appadi thonum, appadi illa. Born out of knowledge, that's a gnani is never have any type of dvesha towards any people or attachment towards anybody. Okay, more we have to think that all.
Dhiro na dveshi samsaram, atmanam na dridrikshati, na dridrikshati, harsha marsha vinir muktaha, namruto na cha jeevati.
Same idea he continues. Dhiraha, a jnani, samsaram na dveshti. Samsaram means world. He will not criticize the world. It is not a complaint box and artham. He will not criticize anyone in the world. Atmanam na didrikshati. Didrikshati means drashtum iccha didriksha. Desiderative form. Sanantam drishyadhatu is not desirous of seeing, perceiving Atma. Atmanam na didrikshati is not desirous of seeing or perceiving Atma. Why? Atma is not an object to perceive. Being myself, I am Atma. I need not perceive Atma. Therefore, he will not have such a desire. Harsha amarsha vinirmuktaha. Free from elation and depression. Harsha means santosham, joy, ecstasy. Free from eustress and distress. Free from eustress and distress. Namritaha nacha jivati. He is neither living nor dead. Is as good as dead to the worldly objects. Living, not interested in either living, not interested in going. Na jivati, na mritaha. This maranam and jivanam belongs to whom? Now can you say jnani is living? Jnani is dead? The living and death both belongs to what? Anatma. Therefore, when he is Atma, can you say he is Jeevati? The Jeevati belongs to Anatma Shariram. Vrataha belongs to Anatma Shariram. He is not Shariram. Therefore, what? Ashtavakra says, na Jeevati na Mrataha. Then what is he? Atma. Na Mrityur, na Shanka, na Me Jati Bhedaha. There is no Janana Marana.
Nisneha putra dharadau. Nishkamo vishayeshu cha. Nischinta svasharirepi. Nirasha shobhate budhah. Putradaradau nisnehaha bhavanti bhavati. He is not having any attachment, grihastha jnani. Putra, dara. So, there is no snehaha means sambandha, attachment. He is a nisnehaha. He is free from attachment. With what? Wife. Amma amma brahmanaki wife undodi. Dara. Dara is not there. Where is the question of putra? Dara, putra, wife and children belong to whom? அனாத்ம சரீரம். சோ ஹி இஸ் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் புத்திர தார அபிமான நிஸ்னேஹா. நெக்ஸ்ட் நிஷ்காமா விஷயேஷு டிசைர்லெஸ் ஆன் எவ்ரி ஆப்ஜெக்ட். விஷயேஷு நிஷ்காமா ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் டிசைர்ஸ் வித் ரிகார்ட் டு வேர்ல்ட்லி ஆப்ஜெக்ட். சப்புன்னு இருக்குமே லைஃப் என்ன, சப்புன்னு இருக்கல்ல, அதுதான் லைஃப். நிச்சிந்தா ஸ்வசரீரேதி சிந்தாரஹிதா ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் வரி, ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் வரி. ஸ்வசரீரேபி நிராசா சோபதே புதஹா. ஸ்வசரீரே மீன்ஸ் ஃபார் ஹிஸ் ஓன் பாடி தேர் இஸ் நோ வரி அபவுட் ஹிஸ் பாடி ஹெல்த் வாட் இஸ் கோயிங் டு ஹேப்பன் ஆல் நோ எவ்ரி திங் சேஞ்சிங் நியூ பல்செட்டு நியூ ஜாயின்ஸ் எல்லாமே நியூ நியூ செட் போடுறான். மைண்ட் செட் மாத்துக்கிற மாதிரி யாருக்கு பிரயத்தனமே இல்லை. புது எல்லாம் கண்ணுக்கு எல்லாம் கண்ணு எதுக்கு இல்லை, எல்லாத்துக்குமே நியூ 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 எல்லாம் டிரான்ஸ்பிளான்டேஷன்ஸ் தான். மைண்ட் செட் மாத்துக்கோப்பா, ஒண்ணுமே மாத்த வேண்டாம். அக்செப்ட் த அனாத்மா பாடி இட்ஸ் டிஃபெக்ட்ஸ் ஆஸ் இட் இஸ், இட் இஸ் ஃபைனைட் பரிச்சின்னா. Why you are struggling for that? Ammu, struggling, I want to continue for a long time. I want to continue for a long time. That is why people are having a lot of chinta, chinta, chinta about body, health, people, emotions, relations. But this jnani is nichintaha. ஸ்வசரீரேபி ஆன் ஹிஸ் ஓன் பாடி நெவர் பாதர் அபவுட் வரி அபவுட் த பாடி. வாட் எவர் மெடிசன் யூ ப்ரொவைட் ப்ரொவைட் பட் ஆல்வேஸ் திங்கிங் டூ மச் பேம்பரிங் திங்கிங் திங்கிங் ஃப்ரம் மார்னிங் டு டில் நைட் ஃபார் த பாடி சேக். நோ நிராசா சோபதே புதஹ. சோபதே மீன்ஸ் எக்ஸெல்ஸ் திஸ் வைஸ் பர்சன். புதஹ வைஸ் பர்சன் எக்ஸெல்ஸ் நிராசா வித்தவுட் எனி பைண்டிங் டிசைர். Any desire, if it is there, that is only for loka sangraha, not for his or her sake. The desires are all only as though desires, not desires. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. ஹரிஹ ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.